Hey, it's Daryl Turner. Thanks for joining me on this week's podcast. This week's podcast is about selling. It's designed for the sales professional that deals with the common objections within their industry. Now, if most salespeople were honest in this regard, they would probably say, I don't really like objections. I don't want to hear about that great relationship you have with my competitor or bad experience that maybe you had with one of our products or services somewhere in the past, or maybe your joint venture that you're involved in that, you know, keeps you doing business with a particular company. You know, most salespeople would say, I really don't want to hear that. But here's really the deal. We have to look at the objection as the item of power in the sales process. You know, you can't fix what you don't know, right? An objection is not a stop sign. It's a detour sign. What they're really saying is, you know, show me why I need to be taking a different route in this regard. See, the worst situation to run into as a sales professional is to run into that person who won't tell you or doesn't openly volunteer what their reasons for not moving forward are. In fact, I'm going to tell you, in most industries, there's no more than six common objections. And in the title insurance world where we spend a lot of time, there's really not more than three. The first one is a relationship with another company. Well, most salespeople script that out because they're not good at handling it. They say things that keep it from coming up. But let's face it, what percentage of prospects in the title insurance industry have a relationship with another company? How about all of them? How about every single person you'll encounter who's doing any business at all, and it's not with you, has a relationship with another company? I want you to imagine going to the doctor and you're not feeling well, and that doctor examines you and says, I've seen this 25 times this week alone. Immediately, you've got confidence in the doctor because he's seen this 25 times this week alone. And then the doctor looks you in the eye and says, yeah, but I don't know what to tell you. You would probably think that was odd. 25 times and you don't have a solution. So let me ask you this. Let's say that you under prospect. In other words, you don't prospect enough and you're prospecting two sales calls a day. So out of your whole day, two of your sales calls are with prospects. Now, again, this is not enough, but let's just use this for the sake of math. And let's just say that you did that 200 days out of the 365 days in a year. You've engaged 400 prospecting calls. Let's say that half of those calls are repeats. So now that's 200 prospects in 1 year. You've been doing this for 3 years, which means you've engaged 600 scenarios where a relationship with another company is present. Let me ask you this question. How good at you are at overcoming that? Are you skilled in dealing with that? You know, because most of the time, that's the stumbling block. Here's what I want you to think about the next time someone says they have a relationship with another company. I want you just to pause, look them in the eye and say, I'm so glad you said that. Now, here's the amazing thing. They're going to be listening to you because they can't figure out why you would be glad. Well, here's one of the reasons you're glad: the power of the objection. They are equipping you to actually continue the conversation with them. And they opened up to you and told you that. So you are glad that they said that to you. In fact, I'm going to tell you how easy it is to handle this one because you will not remove it. There is nothing you can say that will remove the fact that they've got a great relationship with one of your competitors. So when I say to you, I'm so glad that you said that, or I'm so glad that you told me that. In fact, anyone worth pursuing in this business already has a relationship with one or maybe even two title companies already. And frankly, I want you to know you are worth pursuing, and then move on. Because remember, you're not going to remove it. You're just going to get past it. 100% of the prospects you're calling on have that objection. What's the next objection that will help you? What if they've had a bad experience with your company? You know, most of the time we want to solve an emotional situation with logic, don't we? And that doesn't make any sense at all if you think about it. But if somebody's mad from 2 years ago, they're not logically upset with your company anymore. They're emotionally upset with your company. And when they begin explaining to you what happened, if you have answers for them, be careful, because you might just be trying to solve an emotional issue with logic. Like, for example, they had an experience with an employee that you know is gone. You get excited because that employee isn't part of the company anymore, and you immediately tell them that, you know, they're gone. Well, that doesn't solve the problem. They still feel the same way. So the key to this whole thing is to let them vent. We call this the emotional vent curve. Here's a saying for you. If you haven't listened to somebody complain long enough to hear them or see them apologize for complaining, you simply haven't listened to them long enough. Those are two super common objections, but as a sales professional, you need to be encountering those. If you're not encountering those, you're not moving forward with your prospects. Now, not always the upset customer from the past, but if it's present, you need to be able to draw it out. And I'm telling you, if you master the art at handling the relationship objection, you will rise to the top of your industry. I hope this podcast has helped you. Please pass this on to your fellow associates and other people within the business. And as always, if I can ever answer any questions directly for you, I'm happy to do it. Email me directly at info@darylturner.com. Thanks for joining me today.